Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Here in the PNC studio at Hallis Hall, I'm Larry Mayer, joined by the pride and joy of Joliet, Illinois, Tom Thayer. And Tom, 49ers come into town this week. They won their opener 28-0 against the Rams and have lost 10 straight. They're led by Colin Kaepernick. Everybody knows about him on and off the field. This is a guy, though, that can pass the ball and run the ball. So what unique challenges does he present for the Bears defense?
Well, I think it's through the eyes and the teachings of Chip Kelly. That's where the challenge lies, because this is an offense that doesn't have a lot of similarities in the NFL. They have a lot of deception involved, and it starts with the quarterback position. And that challenges the discipline of the defensive football players to make sure they understand only their assignment from the huddle call. Because if they try to do too much, you're going to get exposed. It's either going to be a big run by the quarterback, an easy handoff through a big hole for a running back, or it's going to be about the deception of the passing routes to create space for an easy throw for the quarterback. There are some similarities in what Marcus Mariota tried to do with the Tennessee Titans, but this is a whole different monster that's led by Chip Kelly, and he will attack the defense if he sees susceptibilities in his tape study.
49ers ranked fourth in the NFL in rushing, which to me is unusual for a team that's only 1-10, because you would think they'd be passing to catch up after being down in games. A lot of that has to do with Kaepernick, but a lot of it also has to do with Carlos Hyde, the running back. Jarrell Freeman's out of the game, suspended. Nick Kwiatkowski's in there in the middle. The Bears also lost Danny Trevathan, so they're going to have some inexperience there at inside linebacker. What do you hope to see from Kwiatkowski and possibly John Timu, whoever else plays inside linebacker?
You know, I think Vic Fangio will do a great job of having his second level of defense prepared mentally. And again, we talked about it, just don't try to do too much after the play is called in the huddle. Only do your responsibility. I think there's a lot of responsibility on the linebacker position this week, but I think the versatility of Vic Fangio can help kind of make a confusing look up front defensively, so now you have the quarterback thinking and just not falling into a rhythm.
Barkley waited 4 years to make his first NFL start, and it was interesting to say the least. He came out second drive of the game, marched the Bears down the field, threw a touchdown pass, 3-for-3 on the drive, all on third down. Then there was a little bit of a lull, and then he lit it up in the fourth quarter. What do you expect from Matt Barkley moving forward in the second game?
What does Dow Loggins take from week one, and how does he attach it to week two of the Matt Barkley opportunity in Chicago? First of all, what surprised me is the first play of the game when they threw a bomb to Marquise Wilson and they got the pass interference call, because that changed the way the defensive coordinator of the opponent had to think. So I'm glad that there's a lot of confidence in Barkley, whether it's the long accuracy of the passing game that brings on the pass interference, or his no lack of confidence after he threw a couple quick interceptions in the game and was willing to fire to every receiver. They used three tight ends. They used four or five wide receivers. They threw it to the running back. So I think that's the key element here, is the ability to use all moving parts in the offense. And again, we talked about another week of practice with Matt Barkley. It's going to be really important. You get to go in the meeting room, evaluate that on tape, and get to see his improvements from week one to week two.
Now comes my favorite part of our little show, Tom's Take, where he talks about a game previously against the opponent for this week, the 49ers. When I think 49ers, I think about the Bears' victory in 1985 that propelled them to the Super Bowl, my friend, but you have a very interesting story from that game.
I learned a very valuable lesson there. Is you never, you know, they have that term, what's said here stays here. We were in the team meeting leading up to the game, and Mike Ditka introduced to us that he was going to use William Perry in the backfield, because the year before, Bill Walsh used Guy McIntyre in the backfield and kind of edged him on. So Mike Ditka referred to him as the gray-haired wizard in the team meeting. Me, not being very smart, I took it upstairs and I told the media that Mike Ditka referred to Bill Walsh as the gray-haired wizard in the meeting. And when it was printed in the paper, it was said on the radio, I came in the team meeting the next day, and in front of everybody, I got berated for bringing information outside of a team meeting up to the media upstairs. And so when you sit in a meeting and you feel every eyeball being, you're being watched by every assistant coach, every player that's in the room, it was a lesson that I learned that had stuck with me the rest of my career. And again, it's what's said in those meetings stays in those meetings.
I'm going to take a wild guess that you never did that again.
Never did it again. And it was the first time I felt the wrath of Ditka that was solely arrowed at me. And it was something that I never wanted to go through again.
Great stuff as always, Tom. He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on ChicagoBears.com.